Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today is the feast of St. Teresa of Avila. Along with St. John of the Cross, she is one of the most important teachers about the spiritual life. Teresa was born in Spain in 1515. My daughter Teresa and I were blessed to be in Avila on this day in 2015 for the 500th birthday party of Teresa of Avila. Now, when Teresa of Avila, not my daughter Teresa, was seven, she talked her cousin into running away from home so they could be martyred by Muslims. Thankfully for us, her uncle caught them at the edge of town and brought them back. When she was 14, her mother died, so she took Mary as her mom. At 20, she entered the Carmelite Monastery of the Incarnation in Avila. But at 22, she experienced an illness that left her paralyzed for 3 years. Then, through the intercession of Saint Joseph, she was able to walk again. And this miracle resulted in her great devotion to St. Joseph. Probably the two most important things Teresa teaches us is that the goal of life is transforming union with Jesus, and the best means to the goal is daily mental prayer. Teresa explains that mental prayer or meditation is nothing else than an intimate sharing between friends. It means taking time frequently to be alone with Him who we know loves us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now this might surprise you, but the biggest problem Teresa faced was that the nuns in the convent were kept so busy that there was no time for mental prayer, and there was no one to teach her how to do mental prayer. But Jesus did not fail her. He came to her, and he taught her how to have a deep friendship with him in prayer. Now, what do we mean by mental prayer? Well, there are three basic stages of prayer. Vocal prayer, that is, speaking to God in formal prayers or with your own words. But friendship must be a two-way street. So we not only want to speak to God, even more, don't we want to listen to him? And by mental prayer or meditation, we listen to God. In mental prayer, we read or listen to something from the Word of God found in Scripture, tradition, that is, the writings of the saints, and the magisterium, the teaching of the church. But then we need to think about it or reflect on it so that we can understand it and love God for it. But we also need to apply that truth to our life. Am I living this or not? If I'm not living this, then what are the habitual or root vices that are preventing me? Is it pride, vanity, envy, sloth, anger, lust, greed, gluttony? What? And what are the occasions of sin? What are the circumstances that prompt me to fall into that vice or sin? So it's essential to learn two things by thinking about the Word of God. We learn about God and we learn about ourselves. But Jesus said it's not those who hear the word that are his friends, rather those who do what he says. That's why Teresa says that every time in prayer needs to end with a resolution. A resolution is to choose something practical and concrete to remember and to do that day based on your meditation. So, mental prayer or meditation consists in three R's. To read, and then to reflect or think about the Word of God, and then to form a resolution that will help us put the Word of God into practice. And the rosary is meant to be mental prayer, not just a rote saying of words while the mind wanders. So we have to apply the teaching of Teresa to the rosary. And that's why we pray the rosary this way. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So the question Teresa might ask us is, are we engaging our mind when we pray? The basic problem we face is that we're controlled by disordered desires and emotions. Anger, fear, anxiety, lust, vanity, envy, on and on and on. And these determine our behavior rather than truth and goodness. Now, we have these three amazing powers of the soul: the intellect, the emotions, and the will. The intellect is supposed to determine behavior, not emotions. Thinking should determine what we say and do, but we allow feelings to rule us. Now, feelings are meant to be good servants, but they're very bad masters. So, the real issue is, and in fact, we can't get into heaven till this gets worked out, we got to get the intellect to take its proper place. And that begins with mental prayer. That's why we call it mental prayer. In mental prayer, we do something we rarely do. We think. We think about what God is saying. We think about what is right and wrong, good and bad. And this allows us to make the decision to put it into practice with our resolution. So by reading and then reflecting or thinking about the Word of God and resolving to do it, we put the intellect back in charge, we put the emotions in their proper place, and our soul begins to get integrated and starts to work as God designed it. But if we never think in prayer, if we don't get the intellect working, then disordered emotions or vices will always rule us, and that's what keeps us out of heaven. That's why the great Teresa said that mental prayer was the infallible means to transformation. And without it, well, without it, Jesus can't transform us because we don't cooperate with him. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Teresa tells us that along with mental prayer, there are two essential traits we need if we want to grow closer to God. The first is a total surrender to God, unconditional surrender to Him. The rich young man in the Gospels captured the imagination of Teresa. He was someone who really had his life together. He kept all the commandments. He wanted to inherit eternal life. He was wealthy, successful, but there was a major problem. And that problem prevented him from deep friendship with Christ, and that problem was his disordered attachments. He was attached to his wealth. He was attached to his success, which he could not let go of in order to receive the infinite treasure of Christ. And so he went away sad. But Teresa tells us that to reach the goal of life, transforming union with Jesus, an unavoidable condition is required. Unconditional surrender to God. We have to say to God, let your will be done in me and in every way. But we're afraid to say to God, I'm all yours. Do with me and whatever is dear to me, whatever you want. And we hold back from giving ourselves to God unconditionally, because we think that our happiness lies in safety and security and good health and relationships and wealth and all these earthly things. And because we will not give ourselves unconditionally to God, we actually prevent God from giving Himself to us. For He said, didn't He? The measure you give will be the measure you get back. So the question is, what are you afraid of losing if you give yourself completely to God? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
And the second trait Teresa insists upon is courage. Courage. She writes, have great confidence, for it is necessary not to hold back one's desires, but to believe in God, that if we try, we shall little by little, even though it may not be soon, reach the state the saints did with his help. For if they had never determined to desire and seek this state little by little in practice, with courage, they would never have mounted so high. His Majesty wants this courage and determination, and he is a friend of courageous souls, if they walk in humility and without trusting in self. So Teresa taught that courageous souls make more progress in a short time than cowards over many years. And courage is the willingness to sacrifice lesser things for the sake of greater. Ultimately, the rich young man was a coward because he sacrificed the greatest thing, Jesus, for things that were much lesser, his wealth and comfort. And in fact, every moment we spend with Jesus in prayer, don't we sacrifice what is lesser for what is greater? Teresa said, I marvel at how important it is to be courageous in striving for great things along this path. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, what were you thinking about during this meditation, since thinking is so important?
I was thinking about how hard it is to think sometimes. I was caught in like this in-between space of trying so hard to think, but my brain just like feels heavy. So I hope that this is a good question. I hope that my desire to think counts for something, because I felt like the entire time we're meditating on thinking, and I'm like, I gotta think real hard. And my brain felt like, I feel like no one can say it better than Jack White. My brain felt like pancake batter.
Who's Jack White?
From the White Stripes. It's a great line from a great song. What is it? I think he says, I've got opinions and they don't matter. I've got a brain that feels like pancake batter.
Yeah. There are times when, for whatever reason, because we've just got too much going on in life, or maybe we're just physically tired, or maybe we're sick, or we're in pain, that it's just really hard to think. And it feels like pancake batter. That's true.
It's good, because I was talking to someone recently and they were like, all this, everyone talking to you about the podcast, surely that goes to your head. And I was like, I don't know. I got a lot of things to keep me humble, you know? And then there are some days like today where I'm like, I don't have a good thought in my head. It's all just pancakes.
But that's the reality of us as human beings, that there are going to be days like that, but that doesn't, it does not stop or hinder God from working in us in prayer. So this brings up, inadvertently, this brings up maybe the most important topic or point or truth about prayer, that prayer is not about what we're doing, but what God is doing in us.
Mm.
And another thing that Teresa teaches is that when we go to prayer, it's kind of like going out into the sun. As long as you put yourself in the sun is going to work on you. You're not working on the sun. If you go out and stand in the sun, its rays are going to affect you.
That's very encouraging. And I think it also makes the point that sometimes you're gonna, you know, be very effective and have all the great thoughts and you can really engage mentally. But as long as you're putting yourself into prayer and trying to eliminate the distraction, I feel like that's the part that we can play. Because even on a bad day, you can try to shut everything else out, you know?
Yeah, well said. What are we trying to do in mental prayer? We're trying to be present to a friend.
Mm.
And we're trying to listen. We're trying to pay attention and listen to a friend. We want to be attentive to a friend. And aren't there all kinds of times where you're having coffee or a drink with a friend and you drift in and out of the conversation?
Yeah. Or just days where, I just got, honestly, the closest friend I could have, I just got lunch with my mom. And we were sitting at lunch, and normally we sit down at lunch together every other week or so. and I bring her all of my big problems, and she solves, you know, world hunger, essentially. but this time I was like, I've got nothing. Life is pretty good. Like, I almost don't know what to say, because normally we move through every issue in my life or whatever she's, you know, experiencing in life. But I was like, I've got nothing, and that's a good thing, but I can still enjoy this and have a good time spending time in conversation with my mom, because I can listen to her, and we can all both just enjoy the fact that things are so okay right now, that there's no big crisis in my life to solve.
What a beautiful description of prayer, that we don't just go to prayer so that God can solve our problems.
Yeah, I didn't even mean to draw that parallel, but yes.
Don't we just want to spend time with Jesus because we love him and we delight in him? And if we don't have any, if he doesn't solve all our problems, or we don't have any big revelations, that wasn't the point. The point was being with him, delighting in him, and him delighting in us. That's the other amazing thing, is that God actually delights in us. So while we were just praying the rosary and your mind was like pancake batter, Jesus was delighting in you because you chose to spend time with him.
I was trying so hard. Yeah. And I think when we're doing these meditations, from my perspective, sometimes I'm trying so hard to say something that would be helpful to people. And I have to accept the fact that I don't really know what's going to be helpful. I'm not really going to know. But it feels like in this situation, this is a conversation that God wanted us to have, that people might need to hear right now. And I didn't really have a choice in that. I just didn't have any good thoughts. So this is just what I get. It's also naturally guided by God.
Yeah. The most important thing is that God just wants to spend time with us. And if we just show up and say, God, I just want to spend time with you. I really got nothing to give today. I'm shot. I feel rotten. I'm tired. I didn't sleep well. I'm overwhelmed by work. Whatever. God says, you know what? I'm just really happy you're here. Mm-hmm. Let's just hang out together.
Yeah.
That's the best prayer.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for the conversation.
Thank you. It's very comforting.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.